Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, over the past few weeks, we have been given a glimpse of exactly how broken the world is. We've seen a shooting in Buffalo at a grocery store. We saw a shooting at Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church in Southern California. And of course, this past week, we saw a shooting in Uvalde, Texas, of elementary school students and their teachers. Now, all of this, I know you're aware of, but all of this is a sign of the brokenness that we have in our world. And it's a sign of so many broken things about people, about systems, about the way history is unfolding. And one of the challenges when we face circumstances like this is that we tend to think that this is the future that we have, that these things keep repeating themselves and keep happening again and again. And when we take this for consideration as to how the future is going to unfold, we might look at it and go, this is not the future that we want. So if this isn't the future that we want, then we have to understand that we need an alternate view of what the future could be. And if we have a different view of what the future could be, then we have a chance of making that future be real. And the reality is that if we think that we're going to come up with that future, then we're probably going to continue to follow down the same lines that we're going, because we tend to do that. We tend to keep doing the same things and getting the same results. But if we have a different vision for the future, and actually a better vision for the future is one that comes from God, then that's how we can move forward into pursuing the kind of future that God wants for us. Not one that's filled with all of this brokenness, but one that is filled with beautiful peace and beautiful hope and love for all people. Now, if we think that we can generate this future, this idea of the future, I think we need to reconsider that. Because what do we do as people? We tend to think that we can do the same things and get different results. Maybe you've heard that before and you know that that's the definition of insanity, that if we keep doing the same things and expect different results, that's just not going to happen. Or, you know, another thing that we do is we think that the problems that we're facing in our world today are one-off kind of experiences for us, and that if it happens to us, then it's not going to happen again. Or we think that the problems are just for the people over there, and that they're not going to have the same kind of problems in our place with our people. But what do we know? These kinds of challenges and brokenness that we've seen over the past few weeks, well, they're happening everywhere and in every kind of community. And so what that means for us is that we need to get a glimpse of the future that isn't one that we make up, but rather it's the one that God wants for us. And you know what God wants our future to look like? God wants our future to be one where people don't need tools for war anymore, but they need tools for farming. God wants us to have a future where we are taking our tools for war and turning them into tools for farming. I think that's both perhaps a literal thing that we could think about and also more of a metaphorical one. Now, this vision for the future where this kind of thing happens isn't something that I've made up or something that some people just made up. Rather, it comes to us from a part of the Old Testament that gives us a glimpse of how important it is to have hope for the future. This idea and this vision for the future that God has for us, this vision for our world, it comes to us from the book of Isaiah. This is an Old Testament book that is one of the prophetic books. And actually, the book of Isaiah is quite fascinating. Now, you might think to yourself, well, that sounds kind of like a big promise, but I think you might agree by the time you hear more about what it's all about. Now, the book of Isaiah, or as actually it would have been a scroll to start, the biblical scholars have found out that there's probably three portions of Isaiah that have been put together into one, three books of Isaiah. And they have this super clever name for the books that helps us remember which part we're talking about. They're 1st Isaiah, 2nd Isaiah, and 3rd Isaiah. I mean, these people, they're so smart and so creative. I just don't know where they get these things. Well, in the very first part of 1st Isaiah, what we would call Isaiah chapter 1 and 2, we get introduced to a challenge and a circumstance that Israel was facing. Now, the circumstances that they were facing were that they were being conquered. And what they metaphorically were saying about what their lives had turned into is pretty rough. They were describing things as that their money had become worthless. They were mixing water into their wine. Their leaders were rebels. They were friends with thieves. Their favorite things to have around them were bribes and kickbacks. So you can imagine that they were pretty down on themselves and pretty down on the circumstances, and they didn't want that to keep repeating. But they had hope. They had hope because they believed that God was telling them what the future could be and not what it was going to be based on what they were experiencing at that time. And what God said to them is, I'm not going to abandon you. I'm not punishing you either. This is just what's happening in your time. We tend to think that too, right? We tend to think that when bad things are happening to us, God might be punishing us. And we know that's not true, but we need to be reminded about that. But what God was telling the people of Israel is that God had hope for their future, that God wasn't punishing them, that God wasn't judging them, but rather God had promised that God was going to be a teacher to them, to help them fulfill the future that God wanted, that God was going to teach them what it meant to be able to walk in God's ways and to follow the path that God had for them. And the promise that God made to them is that if they would follow his path, if they would follow the way of God, then the future they would have would be one where they were turning weapons into farm tools. To quote Isaiah directly, that they would take their swords and turn them into plowshares and their spears and turn them into pruning hooks. And the lessons that God wanted to teach them, so this would be the future they would have, are ones that they would know where they would love justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God, to quote another prophet, Micah. Because what we know is that those are the lessons of God. Those are the things that God wants for us to learn so that we can have this kind of future where people are experiencing peace, where people don't need weapons anymore, where they can have confidence that the ways of God will be the ways for them and to have the future that they want. And it's not just the future that they want for themselves, it's also the future that God wants for all the nations. Remember, the backdrop of this promise isn't just Israel by themselves, and it isn't just an individual promise. It's actually a promise that God makes for the whole world, nation to nation to nation. And that's a promise that God makes, not just to Israel, but one that God has as a promise for a possible future for us as well, if we're willing to go in the ways of justice and kindness and humility. Now remember, when God was giving them this glimpse of the future that God wanted for them, God was giving them a hope that they would actually be able to take their weapons and turn them into farming equipment. And for them, that would have been not just a metaphor, but actually a hopeful promise that they could take their swords, their shields, their spears, whatever it was, take it to a blacksmith and have that blacksmith turn it back into, or turn it into the first time, this farming equipment that they needed. Or maybe they would have been able to do it for themselves if they would have had that skill. But they would have heard that, and they would have understood that that was an actual promise, in a sense, that they would no longer need those weapons, that there would no longer be fighting, that there'd no longer be war, and that they wouldn't need them anymore. Now for us, as we hear that promise or that glimpse of the future that God has as a gift for us, we might hear that and might think of it more as a metaphor that we wouldn't need weapons anymore in the future, a future that is pursued by being people that pursue kindness and justice and humility. But maybe also it might be more literal for us. Maybe if we can embrace the kinds of the lessons that God wants us to have as God is our teacher, maybe we would have a future where assault rifles were turned into classroom furniture, or where abandoned tanks on the side of the road were turned into solar panel installations, or whatever kind of war instrument you can think of turning into something that would be for good. Because when we are willing to learn the lessons that God has for us, that's what can happen. When we are willing to hear what we need to hear and change the way we live and change the way we treat one another and change the narrative and change the structures around us, then when we do those things, we will no longer need the weapons. We will no longer have incidents like the ones we've had so often. Now, the reality is that this is both a hope we have for the present time, and maybe some of this is something that will only be resolved when God brings about the fullness of time at the end of time. We don't know. But what we do know is that if we don't take an opportunity to try to have a glimpse of a better future, a different future, the future that God wants for us, we won't get there. Because if we don't aim for it, we'll miss it. If we don't try for it, we won't ever get there. That's just the way life is. But if we follow the teachings of God, then that's where we can go. A future where we don't need weapons anymore. A future where all that becomes tools for growth and tools for a better future. So I have a question for you. And my question is this. Are you listening to the teacher that is God? Are you listening to the lessons of justice and kindness and humility that God is trying to teach you? Are you willing to, in your life, hear those lessons so that your life can be filled with more peace? So that the relationships you have can be filled with more peace? So that the world that we create together can be filled with more peace? Because when we listen to those lessons, then we help create the kind of world that God wants for us. And when we hear those lessons and take them in, then we change ourselves. We can transform the people around us. As they see that we're serious about these things, then they may become serious about others. And then we can see how these things can transform not only individual lives, not only personal relationships, but also can transform the world. Can help us to move away from those things that are damaging and harmful to groups of people and to the global community as well. This might sound like just a pie-in-the-sky dream for us, but you know it's true, don't you? You know it is true that when we pursue justice, the world becomes more peaceful. When we pursue kindness, the world becomes more loving. And when we are humble as we do it, the world becomes a more hopeful place. So as much as we've been presented with a bleak picture of where we're headed, it doesn't have to be where we go. God wants us to have a hope for the future that is fueled by God's vision and God's dream for our world, God's dream and hope for our world, one where we don't need weapons anymore because we have listened to God as our teacher, and because we've taken those lessons of justice and kindness and humility and made them real for us. So God wants each one of us to be willing to be taught by God so that the future can be the one God wants for us and not the one that is damaging. So let's let God teach us what we need to hear so we can grow and be the people God wants us to be.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.